Ironical as it may seem now, the locomotive, train, and railroad, which were to revolutionize America, had their origins in Great Britain, a small country by geographical comparison with the United States, and within which no point is further than 100 miles from the seas which surround it. Then, too, canals, natural waterways, and roads within the country would seem to have adequately furnished means of transportation at the time. What had been well-termed the Industrial Revolution had gotten underway in the British Isles soon after the turn of the 18th century. Man's search for metals and minerals, having passed the stage of surface mining, had carried him into the ground, where subterraneous operations faced many problems, chief among them being the water encountered. Removal of the water, by both animal and water-powered pumps, had proved inadequate, and further advancement in mining operations was at a standstill. Necessity, often the mother of invention, was perhaps responsible for bringing to the brilliant and inventive mind of Thomas Newcomen, of Dartmouth, serious thoughts relative to solving the dilemma, and in 1712 he invented the first steam engine. Primitive though his invention was, Newcomen had successfully harnessed the power of steam, and without question should be recognized as the father of the steam engine. Although used solely for lifting water during its first 50 years of existence, Newcomen's engine was destined to play a most important part in man's industrial progress for many generations to come.